Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Are vaccine deaths being disguised as virus deaths? This is a co-authored piece with Dr. Neil McRae of the 18th of January 2023. A new COVID-19 variant has appeared, XBB 1.5, or Kraken for the fear factor. This could explain why deaths are surging again, with Japan recording about 400 daily, and Australia, despite being in the height of summer, in the dozens. But are people really dying from the latest strain of coronavirus? Excess mortality is highest in countries with the highest rates of COVID-19 vaccination. Correlation is not causation, but only the willfully blind are describing this human toll as baffling. Ordinary people do not need scientific expertise to join the dots. At the very least, the authorities should be investigating this unprecedented rise in mortality as a possible iatrogenic disease, i.e. caused by medical treatment like thalidomide. While there is growing public awareness of the lethality of the mRNA injections, the scientific orthodoxy is continuing to suppress the truth. In reports showing an increased incidence of cardiovascular disease after vaccination, researchers always moderate the message by stating that the benefits overwhelmingly outweigh the risks. However, many publications do not even consider the vaccines as a cause of illness or death. Our editor alerted us to the article COVID leading cause of death among law enforcement for third year in Medscape. The data for this study of police officers across the US were taken from an annual report issued by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund titled 2022 End of Life Preliminary Law Enforcement Officers Fatalities Report. The report claims that in the past year 70 officers died in the line of duty of causes related to COVID. The good news is that this is down dramatically from 2021, when 405 officer deaths were attributed to COVID. But this was still a significant loss of frontline personnel, surpassing the number of deaths from firearms-related incidents. The authors of the original report attribute the decline in deaths to reduced infection rates and the broad availability and use of vaccinations. However, this putative triumph of the COVID-19 vaccine needs more scrutiny than afforded by Medscape writer Lisa O'Meary. In the original report, we were keen to know how many law enforcement officers had died of other deadly infections. We anticipated influenza, meningitis, gastroenteritis and septicemia, among other potential killers, but none of these are mentioned in the report, despite exposure on duty. We also wondered what the background noise was in terms of how many law enforcement officers had died in total during the preceding years, whether in the line of duty or not. Sadly, this figure was not reported either. COVID-19, uniquely amongst infectious diseases, is being recorded as a cause of death in the line of duty, but it's not clear why. We do not have any doubts about the bona fides of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, and we do not, at face value, question their use of the numbers with which they've been provided. What is clear, that, like most of the public sector in the US and the UK, they've fallen for the COVID-19 narrative and been willing participants in the fear porn that's gripped so many otherwise well-meaning organisations. We see several problems with the researchers' claim that low COVID-19 mortality in officers was due to the vaccine. The first problem is the distinction between the definition of deaths with, as opposed to of COVID-19, and the possible attenuation of the COVID-19 virus over time. Then we are not informed in the report, and the data seem unavailable about the extent to which COVID-19 testing was or is still being carried out. If there was a significant reduction in COVID-19 testing between 2021 and 2022, that would be a significant confounding factor. A bold claim about the success of vaccine rollout would need at least to show how many law enforcement officers were vaccinated. Even then, the outcome would not provide much insight into cause, vaccination, and effect, death from COVID-19. It's not clear how many US law enforcement officers are vaccinated. There were indications that compulsory vaccination was going to be introduced for law enforcement officers, but there's also evidence that the law enforcement unions pushed back against the idea. In fact, uptake of COVID-19 vaccines was so low amongst law enforcement officers that hundreds were reported to be dying, and that according to the Washington Post, they were a danger to the public. Therefore, it seems incongruous that on the one hand law enforcement officers are a public hazard due to their low COVID-19 vaccination status, and on the other hand, have their own lives saved dramatically as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines. There is a more serious question that the researchers failed to ask themselves. Is it possible that some of the 70 officers dying in 2022 and some of the 405 in the year of the initial vaccine rollout were victims of the COVID-19 vaccine? Consider, for example, an officer who is hospitalised for breathlessness and is discovered to have dangerous blood clots. On admission, he tests positively on a PCR test, which is notoriously prone to false positives. If this officer were to die, he would be added to the COVID-19 mortality figures. This is not fantasy, but the reality of how the pandemic has been perpetuated over the last 3 years, with the collusion of the scientific community.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.